7:02 Eastern Time. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, we're back to normal. I know somebody called. They rang the phone, but I was in the middle of setting up, guy. So you can call back. 617-627-3800, 738-00 on the Tufts campus. Yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio. It's a change under your seat cushions. Broadcasting from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played in this last set. This last set of the first hour. Oh, dude, I'm talking. It's probably my friend with the tell request. Anyway, the Marlins is always doing a letdown. I'm going to change that in about a week or two. George Hamilton IV from 1963 and the RCA Victor label did Abilene. For that, Nancy Sinatra from the Sugar LP. Came out in 1967 on Reprise in Sugartown. Written by the great Lee Hazelwood. Anyway, and before that, the Marvelettes did You're My Remedy. Came out in 1963 on the Tamla label. And we kicked it off with the Detroit Cobras from the CD Mink Rat or Rabbit. Came out in 1998 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. The name of the track was Can't Do Without You. Okay. Coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. It's going to be Dance, Dance, Dance. And I decided on something else because of the John Wayne bumper. I think it worked. I actually, you know, I shouldn't complain so much because I'm gonna have a feeling that my 45 minutes or 50 minutes in Studio C wasn't all that bad. Anyway, once again, 617-627-3800, 738-00 on the Tufts campus. I'm gonna go away for 1 minute and cue something up. These are the Desperate Hours. 8 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours, and we're ready to roll.
I'm not afraid to die. private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Turn them loose, we'll go on every day. That's the kind of life for me. There's one thing I want to be, and that's a hound dog man. Hound dog man, I want to be a hound dog man. I want to get up in the morning, yeah, with the rising sun. I'm going to stay right on that trail till the day is done. I think that I'm old enough. I'm young in years, but I'm mighty tough. I like a hound dog man.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, "Boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind. Cause he moves me. Now where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start. Cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground. And tell the whole wide world Big John's been found. Living. So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole. Said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. Up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, I told you I'd get my man, cause he moves me. You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well... kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
24 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Just heard Dee Dee Sharp from 1963, and Loverboy came out on the Cameo label. Before that, Jimmy Dean's answer song to Big John, the Cajun Queen. This track did not appear on any of his albums. Came out in 1962 on Columbia. And the flip side was a song for Sleeping Beauty, which wasn't the Big Bad John LP. Before that, the Rounders did Stingray. And it came out in 1963 on the Warner Brothers label. And then before that, Fabian. Yes, Fabian. Did Hound Dog Man. Came out in 1959 on the Chancellor label. This week's song that everybody knows, Bobby Fuller 4 and I Fought the Law, came out in 1966 on Mustang. And if you were around in 1966 and cognizant, you couldn't, in the summer 66, late summer 66, you couldn't turn around and hear that or 96 Tears. And that's why those songs are like ingrained in my head. We kicked off the set with The Troop of Love and Running Away from Love. It was originally released on the Epoch label in 1967. I got off the compilation, Bury My Body. Came out a Fossil, God knows when. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. If I'm not going to get anything on right now, you'll have to wait till next week. But, hey. So, because actually, thanks to Nick Andre, who got us up and running. Yes, you do. You really appreciate the equipment in Studio A here at WMFO once you've worked in Studio C. Yes. Coming up in about 34 minutes will be the lounge. So stick around for that. Meanwhile, these are the Desperate Hours.
Go on unheard. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
What drives me insane is the twofold nature of this nymphet, of every nymphet perhaps, this mixture in my Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
Take a little trip with me. Come on, baby, take a trip with me. Everybody, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I've been working on the railroad people all the livelong day. I keep on saying that I've been working on the railroad people.
They're just a passer, time away.
And then down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, just heard the Righteous Brothers do Fee-Fi Philly-I-O, a single they pressed on the Moon Glow label in 1963. Before that, a band called The Rocks, a track that was originally released on the Goldmaster label in 1964, a track called Love City. I got off the compilation Ho Dad Hoot Nanny 2. Came out last year on Crypt. Before that, a band from South Africa, the Shengans, did Yeah Girl. Originally released on the Columbia label in South Africa in 1965. I got off the compilation Digging for Gold Volume 4. Came out in 1995 on the Smorgasbord label. Then we kicked off the set with the Miracle Workers and Another Guy off the Inside Out LP. Came out in 1985 on Vox. Anyway, in about 20 short minutes will be the lounge with Danny and Jackie. Stick around. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
There's a place not far from here. Everybody who's hip will know. They've got music that just won't quit.
You. is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I bring you a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard Liars from 1985 on the Ace of Hearts LP. Liars, Liars. Actually, I think it was 86, but I put 85 down. And How Do You Know? Before that, Downliner Sected, I'll Find Out. I got off the compilation of Best Of Thingy, Singles A's and B's. That came out in 1994 and C's for Miles. It was originally released in the Columbia label in the UK in 1966. Before that, Thane Russell and Three did Your Love Is Burning Me. I got that off the compilation. Turds on a Bum Ride, Volume 6, came out in 1996 on the Anthology label. Originally released on CBS in the UK in 1966. Before that, Dobie Gray, yes, he of the Drift Away and In Crowd, Dobie Grays, did See You at the Go-Go, came out in 1965 on the Charger label. Before that, by request for Richard from Winthrop, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go, came out originally on the King label in 1960. I got off the Best Of Thingy, Dancing and Twisting, came out in 2000 on the Ace label. And that was it. That was the whole set. Anyway, my name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Hopefully, there'll be no, studio malfunctions. Yes, really, no studio malfunctions. And I can't guarantee a wardrobe malfunction. But anyway, Danny and Jackie are in the house. My name is Alex. Pleasure's mine. Y'all take care.
You got your head all backwards, baby. Clouds, you got your head.